good job containing Julio last year. Mm-hmm. What were some of the keys to getting that done?
I mean, really just knowing, you know, of course the type of guy he is, and then also when they're trying to get him the ball. You know what I mean? Crunch time, of course, you know, they're trying to give it to him. He's one of the best players over there. And then at the same time, just keying in on him, you know, knowing when, you know, Matt Ryan is looking for that deep shot or, you know, trying to get the ball to him really, really quick.
You guys actually didn't double him a lot. There's a lot of times where just you singled up against him. And why was that able to work in that game?
I think it all goes into, you know, just playing team ball. You know what I mean? As far as the pass rush, they were humming. And then when Coach Schwartz did get aggressive with the linebackers or whatever they were doing, you know, those guys were, you know, they was executing the play. So I think as far as that goes, once everybody executes, it makes it kind of easier on the back end as far as everything.
You were certainly early in your career. How important, looking back upon that game, was that for your confidence in being a starting cornerback in this league?
I mean, it's definitely crazy, you know what I mean? Starting as a rookie in that game and then, like you said, going against a guy like that, you've seen him throughout college, while I'm in high school, then while I'm in college, in the pros, you know, doing what he's been doing. So for sure, it was pretty big for me last year.
You guys have talked about the fact that you like playing with a little bit of a chip on your shoulder. Yeah. Seeing that Atlanta is favored in this game at the link for you guys, how motivating is that for you?
I don't think it's any more motivating than any of our last couple games. I mean, we've been an underdog in our last game ever since 11 went down, and we just found a way to win, you know what I mean, regardless whether it's offense helping our defense helping up offense, or special teams coming in to play. So I think as far as that goes, we just got to go out there and play our type of football.
Has this point been emphasized to you, Jalen, that you guys are the first number one seed to be underdogs?
No. Everybody's just worried about going out there, executing the calls that are being called by the coaching staff, and going out there and playing with energy.
What was Doug's message coming in here today?
Julio and that offense last year. How much does that help you going into this game, having played them just last year?
Well, they have a different offensive coordinator, you know, so they do quite a bit of different things than they did last year. But at the same time, I mean, like I just said, we have to know when they're trying to key in on 11 or they keying in also on those two-headed running backs that they have back there.
What are the significant differences with Sark versus Shanahan?
I think you see for sure. You see him featuring those running backs a lot more. You know what I mean? Of course, you know, that always happens too when how good they're running the ball. You know what I mean? If they weren't running the ball that good, of course, they'll probably get a little bit more pass heavy. But at the same time, I think for sure they're keen on those running backs a lot more.
What was Doug's message to you guys to start the week?
I mean, create the same energy that we created during the bye week. You know what I mean? We had those two practices where, I mean, guys were flying around. You know what I mean? Guys are out there making plays, having fun, and we were back to ourselves. You know what I mean? You kind of think on a bye week, you know, you kind of chill out and kind of rest a little bit. You know, guys are actually keyed in and being aggressive out there at practice.
Are you 100%? I didn't hear the beginning. Is your ankle everything? Is everything fine?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts when you were watching the Rams-Falcons game Saturday night? I mean, what were your impressions of what you saw from Atlanta?
At first, you know, going to that game, you know, he had two high-powered offenses. So, of course, you're always thinking to a game like that, you know, it's going to be maybe a high-scoring game. But then at the same time, see Rams, the Falcons special team came into play. You know what I mean? And that's always a factor. I mean, people think it's just offense or defense. You know, you always have that third team, which is special teams. I mean, they came in and play, and they helped the Falcons offense out a lot.
Were you excited last year facing Julio for the first time? Was it like a nervous situation at all?
Oh, no, I was ready to go. You know what I mean? They were kind of the talk of the town a little bit, you know, right, as far as the NFL was going on, putting up a lot of points on a lot of guys. So, for sure, us as a defense, you know, not me just by myself. I think we were ready to play against the offense like that.
Did you see him do something in that game? You're like, I've never seen something like that, a move like that before. Anything that surprised you when you faced him?
He's just a big guy who can run. You know what I mean? Sometimes you get a lot of big guys, you know, they're just big targets and they catch the ball. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a guy who can run at his size and also run routes as well. He's just not a one-trick pony.
As much as we talk about Julio, Matt Ryan was the MVP of the league last year. What are you seeing from him this season as opposed to last year?
I mean, a guy who can hit all his targets on the left side of the field all the way to the right. You know what I mean? It's not one pass or one throw that he can't make. So for us as a whole defense, we have to cover the whole field.
Does he have a lot of control at the line of scrimmage? Do you see him making a lot of checks and stuff, or not as much as some other quarterbacks?
No, definitely. You know what I mean? You see him, you know, whether teams in zone or man, you see him making a lot of checks at the line of scrimmage, checking it from pass or checking it to run. So for sure, he definitely controls that offense.